Hi, everyone. This is Sean Wickersham, and thank you for listening to Leaders Direct, the official podcast of the Leaders Group. Today, we bring you a discussion with Robin Robertson, one of the newer members of the Directors Council. While Robin has been with the Leaders Group for years, she and her son, Sean, have gone from working mostly in a wholesale capacity to building on a very impressive and sizable fee-based firm. Robin has leveraged technology, specifically Orion Advisor, to make her firm a well-oiled machine capable of delivering a superior client experience. Keep listening to see how she built her practice and how she has adopted technology to keep on top of their ever-increasing business.
Hello, and thank you, everybody, for joining our Directors Council podcast with Robin Robertson. And Robin Robertson is a member of our Directors Council. She has also been a regular member of our President's Club since she joined the Leaders Group, and that's our top 10% high-performing advisors. So very lucky to have Robin on the call today to share a little bit about herself, how she got into the business, and what it looks like for her today. So thank you very much for joining us, Robin. We really appreciate you taking the time to be here today.
Thanks, Micah.
And first, I just wanted to start off with you letting us know a little bit about yourself and how you got your start in the business.
So I got into the business many years ago, and my goal was to find a profession where no one could determine what I made except myself. So that brought me to basically real estate or financial services. And I chose financial services because I wanted recurring revenue. Additionally, I was young and I didn't want to call on people at night. So I focused on the business owner because I could call on them during business hours. I could do multiple lines of business with each one. So I did health insurance, group life, 401k plans, key person insurance, buy sell insurance, and disability insurance. So I could make a client very sticky because of the numerous lines of business that I would do with them. The investment advisory piece of the business developed a little later as the business owners started selling their businesses and accumulating assets under management.
Okay. And when you got started in the business, you took on all those lines of business. How did you go about building that from just a startup to where you are today, as far as, you know, how do you decide on carriers or the technology platforms that you use or finding clients?
Well, finding clients was probably the key thing back then. It was pretty easy to find carriers and products, so that wasn't a real issue. I worked with Minnesota Life and Mass Mutual initially. But I was pretty much the cold call queen. So I dialed for dollars daily. My first manager on my first day said, go in that room and make 5 appointments for next week. And not knowing that that was hard, I did that. And then I kept doing that for at least the first 10 years. In addition to the phone calling, I would knock on doors in industrial areas. So I was young and cute back then, and the business owners always took the time to speak to me. So that was nice. But many of my largest clients today came from that door knocking, and some of them were on the third generation, which is kind of cool. And then the other thing that I did was I networked with CPA firms and business bankers, and we referred clients back and forth, which worked very well. And lastly, I asked for referrals systematically and continually. And I was given a number of referrals from which I built my book. So there was 4 basic ways that I did that. The cold calling on the phone is probably not so easy today, but the knocking on doors and referrals and networking with business bankers is probably still very relevant.
Right. Okay. And then what does your business look like today in terms of where you spend most of your time?
So the business today is very different. I have very few 401k plans. I have very little group health business. Some legacy stuff is all. Primarily, we did go through a transition of consulting with the wires and doing very large life insurance policies during the time when the estate taxes were very high. But right now, we are essentially a financial advisory firm with money under management, and that's the key piece of our practice.
Okay. And in terms of doing that type of business and working with clients in that capacity, how important is technology in that business?
Well, now it's very important. I brought Sean in 2012, I think, or 2010. And he and I sat down and kind of plowed through the vendors that we were using for reporting and accounting and financial planning and so on and so forth. And we did some significant research and put together a platform of colleagues to help us run the practice, which is comprised of Orion, who does all of our accounting and reporting and linking the Fidelity and the TD assets to our accounting and performing platforms. And then we integrated with eMoney, and they spoke together very well and built this really nice financial planning and reporting system for our clients, which has been very, very helpful.
Okay. And then there may be many examples, but is there an example that you could share on how you may use that Orion system in your presentation or to generate business?
So Orion is amazing. They have all kinds of things that you can do. You can run a report of performance to date for every client in your book in like a nanosecond. You can create a report for a client. We have clients that call and say, where am I today? And it might be off quarter. And in a matter of minutes, we can create a historical performance review and shoot it out to them so they can see where they are. They also have the technological background where they track our performance and compare us to other advisors in the system. So you can kind of get a feel for where your fees are in comparison to other advisors, what your performance is in compared to other advisors. And we had an audit one year, and Jane sent me a 4-page list of data that they wanted to see. And I sent it to Orion, and within 24 hours, we had it all back. So they're very powerful firm, in addition to the normal things they do, which is quarterly reporting and nice reports and, you know, color-coded, and they link all of our different vendors, because we use TD Ameritrade, we use annuities, we use Fidelity. So all the reporting is consolidated, which is nice and very easy for the client to read. So I can't say enough about how great they are.
Right. And then I was curious, are you able to as well, and do you do this, taking a report or creating a report? Let's say a client comes to you and they have a certain portfolio that's with another advisor, on being able to take those investments, plug them into Orion and do a report showing kind of how that account's done versus a portfolio that you're suggesting and historically how they would have done if they were in that portfolio versus what they're in?
Yeah, so we use Advisory World for that. And we can upload our portfolio from Orion, and then we can input the portfolio that they currently have and do a very detailed analysis of comparisons of fees, performance, et cetera. So we do use Orion to upload our stuff, but into Advisory World as well. So we can go very deep with the analytics using those two together.
Okay, perfect. And then last question that I had was, what advice would you give someone that is either new to the independent space or they're early in their career?
You know, I gave some thought to that, and I came up with 4 things. One is to stay current and relevant, because the industry changes all the time. And I find that we revamp and revise and adjust our practice about every 3 years depending on what's going on in the world. Another thing is to keep up with your education and your knowledge. And then two things I think are more important than performance or anything else, which is make client service a priority, and then always do what you say you're going to do.
That is great. I appreciate your time today. That was all I had. I thank you for your advice and words of wisdom. And we will go ahead and conclude this Director's Council call. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. And special thank you to you, Robin, for taking the time to share a little bit about yourself and how you've grown your business and advice that you'd give to folks that are a little bit earlier in their career.
And thanks for all the support you give us, too.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.